This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's on the surface. We grab where the, the low-hanging fruit on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is at the controls. So all's well because we're all here together on this Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. Will Donald Trump be president a year from today? Where are we going with this, Jennifer? Hoo-ha!
I think the answer is yes. We will probably still have Donald Trump as president. But look, anything can happen. It's politics in 2019, and that means that there are lots of crazy things that are happening. So let's just refresh you if you've missed what went on in the last 24 hours. When we last spoke, it's kind of like the days of our lives, right? We knew that President Trump was at the UN getting ready to address the General Assembly. There was this whipped up talk about the Democrats getting together to meet in the afternoon about impeachment based on the fact, or at least as they say, on allegations that the president was inappropriate with the president of Ukraine, President Zelensky, in a phone call where the president acknowledges he brought up Joe Biden, amongst other topics, in a 40-minute or so conversation with the president of Ukraine to congratulate him on his election win. Democrats suggest that a whistleblower has come forward and said that the president acted inappropriately and was asking for quid pro quo, meaning that the president was saying, hey, if you don't give me dirt on Joe Biden, I'm not going to give you the funds that we've been giving you for the last couple of years.
So can we just start there for a second?
Sure.
Isn't it provable, has this conversation that allegedly took place, has the recording been released so that people can hear?
Yes, so that's where we're going next. So just to pick up, that's the allegation. So this talk all starts heating up. The Democrats are meeting. They're going to have a closed-door meeting about filing articles of impeachment or about an impeachment inquiry. These are two different things. And so President Trump says, look, declassifying the documents immediately. So today...
Hey, look. He said, look.
He said, look.
Really?
Actually, probably.
Something else, maybe a little more forceful then. Look,
so
those blankers what they're looking for.
The president said, I'll declassify the document. And this is a little bit dangerous because it sets precedent from here on out for any president who is now going to be harassed by the news media and by their political opponents. They're going to be forced to release private conversations with world leaders, which could cause an erosion of trust with world leaders thinking they don't have an element of privacy talking to the American president. So this is historic. It is problematic on many levels on both sides of the aisle. So President Trump says he'll release that the transcript of the phone call. Well, Democrats say, we don't really care. We don't want that anymore. We want a copy of the whistleblower complaint. So they come out. Joe Biden comes out and says if he doesn't turn this over, he's going to call for impeachment as well. Nancy Pelosi does a press conference shortly after that saying that they are going to proceed with an impeachment inquiry, which really could result in nothing. It's more investigations. It doesn't necessarily mean it will end up in articles of impeachment, although it could. It means that every committee in the House will put together a report about why President Trump should be impeached. They'll turn it to Jerry Nadler on the Judiciary Committee, who will decide if it should go for a full House vote. Then they would decide if they have the numbers to pursue a formal vote on impeachment. That would be the process in the House. If for some reason that all happens and they decide to impeach the president, they would need two-thirds of the Senate to remove the president from office. That's never happened in our history. We've had presidents who have been impeached. Andrew Jackson, Bill Clinton have been impeached. They were never removed from office. So back to President Trump. So Trump's already said he's going to declassify the conversation. Then the White House announced in the afternoon, hey, if you guys want the complaint so bad, which was deemed to be political, which is why the Inspector General never released it, then we'll release it. So the complaint will come out, I think, today. The conversation transcript, I think, will come out today. For sure, the conversation. The complaint may be, might be a day away. All of that being said, there's more. Then there was more information about the whistleblower. The whistleblower, apparently, according to Politico, was the reason that it wasn't turned over to anybody is because the inspector general deemed this person to be politically biased. And there are connections, once again, to Hillary Clinton. This is a person who was a former Hillary Clinton staffer or somebody that has ties with Hillary Clinton. So now the whistleblower is looked at it being damaging. So the question is, this was a risky move for Democrats. Did they move too quickly? Will the American people think that they moved too quickly? Because really, all of this stuff is political. It's all going to matter for 2020. They can either get Trump, and Trump will go down, and they will win this. Or the American people might say, why did they file an impeachment inquiry before they even got access to the transcripts of the phone call, the whistleblower complaint, and is this whistleblower acting in a political way, as the inspector general suggests? So these are all questions that are going on. And really, I think the person who goes down first in all of this is Joe Biden, who is the front runner for Democrats, because at the center of this are real allegations about inappropriate behavior from him when he was vice president with his son, Hunter Biden. So,
all right, so what has been proven?
It's a mess.
We're already into this 6 or 7 minutes. There are stories around, floating around, multiple reports that suggest that Trump asked his chief of staff to withhold $400 million in aid. Is that true, or is that speculation by the news media? That's number
okay.
question number one.
Okay.
Can we have short answers, because I think there's a number of...
I'll do the best I can, because this is very... it's a convoluted story. It's not like... you're trying to talk it to death. But the president had held back 2 weeks before his phone call with President of Ukraine because of claims of corruption in Eastern Europe. And he said, I want to make sure that this money's going to where it's supposed
Ukraine
to go.
Ukraine is very corrupt.
Right.
All
which
Eastern
is,
European, all so Eastern Bloc nations,
they put a,
the former
right, they
USSR,
froze,
they're all...
Yes. Yeah. They froze the funds 2 weeks before the conversation, and then the president talked to the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, for 40 minutes about corruption. That's what the phone call was about. And then they released the money back to Ukraine.
All right, so that's number one. The next question, again, thinking about how we are approaching this and thinking about how much time and energy and effort is going to be devoted to this, that you and I, you're paying for this. That's the number one issue for me. You, Victoria, you, Kara, you, Jennifer, all the people listening to this program who pay taxes are paying for this circus. That's where I'm off the train, even though I don't care for Trump's presidency. I think to go after him because you don't like him, which is basically what this is all about, there is a way of doing it at the ballot box if you come up with a strong candidate. That's the way the process ought to work. You don't like him? Great. There are a lot of things in the world that I don't like, that you don't like. You're going to take a gun out and shoot whoever it is, or do whatever, get rid of them at any cost, because I don't like them. Well, there are things that, you know, happen in life that you don't like. Deal with it in some way, shape, or form. But to continue this charade, or to make, you know, to ramp it up because of something like this, and Pelosi obviously has been put into a corner.
Either she's been put into a real corner, but she hasn't been put into a corner so far. She has really been resistant to impeachment, and she's had a lot of people pressuring her. So it makes me really curious why now, and why she sees that this was something actionable. So I don't know. I don't know if there's anything to this.
You're right.
There is an answer on that.
What's the answer?
The answer is that there were a lot of freshman Democrats who were elected from previously held Republican seats that were holding out on this impeachment stuff. And many of them, including several people from California, flipped over and said, oh, no, we need to go down this path. So once Pelosi knew she had the numbers, that's when they moved forward. To say that Democrats have been practicing restraint with all this when you have Maxine Waters out there shouting impeach 45 all the time, I think Nancy Pelosi has been in a corner because she knows this isn't politically advantageous for her, but she's being forced by her caucus now to go down that path. So that's why she didn't go fully into articles of impeachment. If you notice, this is just more investigation.
The country's going to be in shambles because nobody's running. Nobody's doing anything that helps the country. And you look at all the things that show up today about impeachment, what it looks like, and you know, you go back to whoever it is you want to go back to, Bill Clinton. This is the way, at 5 minutes after he got sworn in, there was impeachment talk.
Honest, like, as a Trump supporter, I couldn't be happier that this is going on. I know that sounds weird. As an American, this makes my stomach turn.
Disgusting.
Because I know what precedence this is going to set now for the political divisiveness in this country for years and years and years and years.
Is ruining the election of Trump. You're going to argue, how did he get elected? I, as a matter of fact, turn it all back to the election process, who's voting. The whole business of how people get elected in this country today, the money they get spent, the corruption,
the electoral college.
All that's a conversation, and it's all constitutional, so there's lots of arguments that we could all have about it. But the truth is, he was elected, and he has another year in office. Why not actually do something?
Get somebody that's good to run against him and pull him out.
If you're a Democrat in Congress, why not actually try to do something? Why not actually say, look, we've tried to do this. He's stonewalling us on XYZ. Or why not try to get a candidate who is going to really be able to bring the fight to him? And I just don't understand with a year to go how this is going to benefit anybody.
Yeah. And it's a lot of these kids that you're talking about, freshman congressmen, a lot of the younger people who have gotten a lot of attention because they have a lot to say, they're part of this whole revolution, but don't realize
the impact. The only one who's happy today is Elizabeth Warren, who's going, because this is trouble for Trump, it's trouble for Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren may be the only one who's going to actually go, oh, this is great.
Well,
bring it on, more please.
It's not great. The country is in shambles as it is, and we're going to waste more money going down this pike. It's absurd. That's the way I view it anyway. All right, so let's do something that's good for all of us, especially if we know there are a couple of different categories of people who are affected by the message from Curalin. Curalin is a product that is a dietary supplement. Curalin is a product that's designed specifically to help people with type 2 diabetes or who may be pre-diabetic, live normal lives. Every diabetic that's listening to this program right now ought to be right on the computer. Go to Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net, and order yourself a bottle or two or three or four of this phenomenal dietary supplement that addresses the issue of having too much sugar in your system safely, effectively. 100% natural ingredients, zero fillers. Curalin was created by layering cutting-edge science on top of effective traditional treatments to create the ultimate glucose support formula. Curalin.net. For a limited time, you get $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. So you got to go to the website, Curalin.net. You got to use the coupon code DJV, and you will get $20 off. And then you will get support for the problem that you have with sugar, too much sugar in your system. Curalin.net. Use the promo code DJV.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss.
Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitran.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitran.
I'm a firm believer of Calitran. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitran.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And change after on the DJV program. When I say that, I mean Paul McCartney's still singing after all these years. McCartney says he still thinks about the late John Lennon quite often. Lennon's been gone for 39 years. Can you believe that? That's something that shakes me up when I think about that event. He was on with Stephen Colbert. McCartney said, quote, "I dream about him." When you've had a relationship like that for so long, remember, they were kids. They were friends. If you watch the Corden thing, there's a video of them in his kitchen, former kitchen, where he and Lennon used to sit at the kitchen table when they were 13, 14 years old, writing songs. They had a deep relationship. McCartney says, "I love when people revisit you and your dreams. I often have band dreams, and they're crazy. I'm often with John. I got a lot of dreams about John. They're always good." I wonder how many of you have dreams with the focus being friends, people that you loved.
A lot.
Yeah. Lennon, like McCartney, lost his mother at a young age. McCartney said the tragedies bonded them. Colbert, on the television show, showed McCartney an old black and white photo of himself with his old writing partner. For McCartney, it was a welcome reminder of how close the two had been, despite rumors that claimed otherwise. Most of them started by Yoko. I kind of bought into it.
Blame Yoko for everything.
I think she had a lot to do with what she was kind of... He wasn't the villain. Let's just say he changed a lot when he married her, okay? We'll leave it at that. when you're called the villain enough, you start saying, well, maybe I was the villain. So I had to do a lot of wrangling with, was I? Wasn't I? Did I know John? Were we friends? Knowing, really, we were, but there were so many rumors. And then he added that photo when I saw it, like, yes, we were friends. It's a beautiful photo for me because it just reminds me of us working together and how cool it was. I would tell you that in the event of somebody trying to figure out what their relationship was, look at how many songs they wrote together. And think about how, as they were sort of in lockstep with each other, the way they thought, if you're not friends, I don't think you can do stuff like that. I just don't, frankly. So, at any rate, it's...
Well, for a true collaboration like they had, you're probably right. Because when you look back at, like, Simon and Garfunkel, Paul Simon wrote all the songs. So there was no real writing collaboration. But then you look at Elton John and Bernie Taupin, and that's really kind of a... The Rocketman movie is really a love story to their friendship and collaboration. Yeah. And it says throughout the movie several times they've never had a real fight. So, yeah, you're probably right. You really can't not be friends if
you're
a partner.
You heard that. Ladies and gentlemen, Victoria Keelan said
but, you know, it's fine. I'll give you this one.
All right, thank you. Next up, musically, Stevie Van Zandt and his announcement in the middle of his summer of sorcery tour, forced to cancel a couple of dates because he has to, he's got to sit it out, doctor's orders. Little Stevie made the decision to cancel actually the rest of the tour. He said, I thought I could shake this sinusitis, but it doesn't seem to be going away. A lot of people have it. One of the guys that I work with on the farm, bad case of it. It's going around. He said, I never canceled any shows before. I feel terrible about this, but my doctors are telling me there's just no way to continue right now. So we're really looking forward to continuing this 90-show tour around the world. We want to thank the fans for all their support. I really hope that we can make up these dates someday, somehow. The only two shows remaining on the schedule, November 2nd in Boston, November 6th in New York. So let's see what happens there. 28 after.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying an impeachment attempt by Democrats is, quote, so bad for our country. He responded by tweet yesterday to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's announcement of formal impeachment proceedings against him. Republican Congressman Andy Harris of Maryland says Democrats are wrong to do this, but the move is not surprising.
This is nothing new. The bottom line is the Mueller report didn't quite turn out the way they wanted. There have been dozens of Democrats calling for the president's impeachment literally from the day he took office, so this is nothing new.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is now leading the Democratic field for president in two early voting states. Monmouth University's poll of likely Democratic voters in New Hampshire finds Warren with a slight lead over former VP Joe Biden. Another poll in Iowa a few days ago found her on top. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, Bubsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. And bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back again Wednesday, the 25th of September, last Wednesday of the month. Next week at this time being October, but it's quite nice around the country, so we're not really feeling into fall. Everybody's going to be very excited, Victoria, about the following announcement. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Warren, they're still on the edge of their seats. What's the big announcement? Al Franken gets a new radio show on Sirius XM. Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah. He's good on radio.
He's good on radio. Yeah, and interesting things to say.
I have friends who liked him.
I used to
listen to him, yeah.
People like him because of his point of view, and not because he's good radio. But he, I remember sitting next to him. He and I were on the same stage. I actually quite liked him. He's kind of a character. But I think he chickened out. I think he should have stayed and dealt with what was going on. And the reason I bring it up, sort of with tongue-in-cheek, but it really does speak to this sickness that we have in our society today. And it is. We are sick as a society. All of this polarizing stuff, the fact that you can't do anything behind closed doors. Some things need to be done behind closed doors. Not necessarily the sorts of things that I'm not referring to. Franken and the charge from Leanne Tweeden that he improperly fondled her. He never touched her. But the impropriety, because it looked improper, because we have the technology today to listen to everything and to see everything. And let's face it, some people are just not sophisticated enough to really get nuance, either in conversation or whether even if something you see, pictures don't lie. Well, unfortunately or fortunately, pictures can be diddled with because that's technology. You can do whatever you want and make it seem real, whether it's real or you can mess with audio. Mess with video.
And video, deep fakes. Yeah. It's been, yeah. I mean, yeah. Congress right. has been getting briefings on this because they can actually make it look like someone said something right. at an event they were never at.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And that's what I'm telling you. We're on the precipice of
so
being able
true? Have
to
we
not
lost?
Deal. Exactly. We cannot.
Have we lost what's
we're not
true?
Sophisticated. We educationally, I don't know if this is a plan. You know, you hear me often say philosophically and spiritually that everything happens for a reason. So trying to figure out even what the reason is for all of this upset is kind of beyond me at the moment. But I use the Al Franken thing as an example of somebody who went down the pike, who probably ought not to have gone down the pike, but caved at public...
That was so early in the Me Too movement,
pseudo...
Though.
Yeah, well, whatever.
The timing of it played a huge
Maybe.
Part. If that happened today, he wouldn't probably have resigned. He would have issued an apology for taking an inappropriate picture on that airplane, and it probably would have been the end of it. I don't think that... But it was so new at the time, and Harvey Weinstein stuff was swirling all around. So at the time, you know, he probably... I don't know, maybe he... Oh, sorry, Victoria. Go ahead. I was going to say, I think maybe, you know, maybe he's had regrets about stepping down. Yeah. You know, if you look at the severity of what he was accused of or what he admitted he did
versus
what other people have actually done, it doesn't really even hold water. Well, and look at the ramifications that carried over into 2020. Part of the reason why Kirsten Gillibrand never caught fire or really even caught a spark, anything, is not just because of who she is or what she stood for, but she was, many Democrats believe she's the one that took him down in her own party. She led the fight in the Senate amongst Democrats to get Al Franken out, and she had to pay for it. All this stuff, it's very karmic, that's for sure.
Throws around, thank you.
I'm all for going after people, even if it is in your own party. And I respected that at the time. And I thought, you know what? She's putting women before politics. And I was really for that. But looking back at it now, when you look at the quote unquote, the lack of severity of whatever his crime would have been. Yeah, it's unfortunate that he went down when other people have stayed in office and have done a lot worse.
Yeah. All right. I just had that thought about Franken. And I think, we're all becoming victims. Would he run again?
Question, right? No. I don't think he'd run again.
Nah.
Because think about it. It's already expensive to run a campaign. And then all you have to do is take that picture and blast it to every television
and then,
set.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think he could have gotten reelected, but I don't know that he could win again for
Minnesota.
Something fresh. Right. Just to run from the ground up again.
All right, speaking of running again, Boring Boris is front and center again with a fiasco. We think we have Fiasco City going on here. It's Fiasco City in England as well.
Yeah, it is.
So off the air, Victoria said, how can Boris Johnson ever face the Queen again because he lied to her? And the answer is he can't. And I don't think he will. I don't think the Queen would see him.
I don't think she would. Yeah.
How does he lead? He doesn't lead. He's done. He's cooked. He's finished.
Well,
and the quicker he realizes
it,
He's not going anywhere. He may not go anywhere, but
what will happen is they'll do over there, but they'll call. There will be enough people to call for. Didn't we hear yesterday that there was a move to have the vote before?
Jeremy Corbyn of the... Well, here's the latest before we get into the weeds. So Parliament is back in session today. And the reason... And people are coming... You know, this was... They were on a recess, even though most members did not want it. And even members of Boris Johnson's Conservative Party, they didn't think it was the right time. They're approaching Brexit really quickly. It's a month away. They didn't think it was the right time to take a five-week recess. So once the Supreme Court in the UK ruled that Boris Johnson not only lied to the Queen when he made the legal recommendation for her to officially put Parliament in recess, now they're saying that everyone's basically calling for his resignation and they're calling for an apology. We're not going to get either from Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson will never apologize because he feels like what he did was the right thing, and he is definitely not resigning. He's already made that very clear. He was at the UN summit. He had to cut his trip really, really short. He's landed back in London early this morning, and so this afternoon he will give his first public comments to the House of Commons since the Supreme Court gave its ruling. Now, Jeremy Corbyn, the opposition leader, he's the leader of the Labour Party. He wants to put it back to a public vote because he feels that people have either changed their mind. I agree with him on that. He feels that people have either changed their mind on Brexit because of all the things that have come to light, the trade agreements and
if you know
how
anybody
many people
in
will
England,
lose their jobs.
Yeah, if you know anybody in England, the sentiment has changed.
Yes.
Greatly.
Well, information.
Well, that's
people
only because everybody's inept and they can't figure out how to do it. I think people are still concerned with security, but it seems like it's...
Yeah, they are. Oh, absolutely they are. Yeah,
but I think... But also, a lot of people didn't realize what financially it would entail. People voted on, like, yeah, that's a great idea, and then there was no plan put forward, and there still is no plan.
May I interrupt you for just a second, please?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just want to equate this to what's going on here and wonder out loud, as I listen to the stories and know... because of my connection to people in England, know the story there, probably better than the average American anyway, even though a lot of people are reading it, keeping up with it. The similarity between the frustration that exists because of the way, back again to the way the world is on September 25th, 2019, the way the world is at best disturbing. Because there's chaos and upset pretty much everywhere, or the makings of chaos and upset. And it has to do with the human condition, it has to do with greed, avarice, it has to do with all kinds of things, intolerance, impatience. You come up with an adjective almost that any will fit this that describes the human condition. The frustration in America that will, I think, become more prevalent or more, I mean, is this whether we go into impeachment or not, We're walking away from what might be the biggest frustration a lot of people have. I've been talking about this whole business about illegal immigration for years and years and years. There's a thing going on, I think it's today in Washington, FAIR is an organization. I used to go to these and I stopped going because I don't know that they, you know, it becomes very political. Excuse me, and I don't want us to be a really political program. But these people are together, a lot of talkers. You'll hear a lot of this stuff over the next couple of days about Trump and what he's trying to do and how he's failed. And in fact, he really has failed. He's tried, but because of whatever the political realities are, part of which brought about by his own personality and the way he does things, and part of it comes about because of other people using this for political advantage, The whole business about protecting our country and what goes on at the wall, really nothing's changed in the years that Trump has been president. Nothing substantial has changed. Yesterday we were talking about 2 million people coming into this country, whether legally or illegally, this year. We cannot handle 2 million new people a year. We cannot absorb them. So they stick out, they get, there's a problem with all kinds of things, and the exact same thing is being replicated in England. Actually, it's worse, because it was easier for the people who had been sort of dehomed, I don't know what the right word is, but made homeless because of the war in Syria. That all trickled up, and when I say up into Europe from the Middle East. And, yeah, there are problems in Germany and there are problems in France. Not so much in Spain. Nobody seemed to want to go to Spain. Not much in Italy. It's mostly Germany, France, and then England. And in England, the problem was worse than anywhere else. And that's what originated. That's why Brexit took place. Because people were frustrated at the, no, of these, there were the Middle Easterners are coming out of the woodwork like ants out of an anthill. And the people in England were scared, losing jobs. They don't know how to handle it. It's very expensive. And so that's where they are. And that's why all of this is going on. And so they did the quickest and easiest thing they thought they could. All right, we'll get out of the European Union so these people can't come here anymore, which is folly. That's not the way to fix it. And now they've realized that because the fix would be much worse than the problem. And that's why I think the vote will be probably pretty substantial to stay in the European Union, but then whoever's leading England's going to have to come up with a plan, like Macron is coming up with a, I don't know if he is coming up with a plan. It's pretty much KO'd Merkel. She's pretty much done because she didn't really handle it well in Germany. So, and I don't know that that wouldn't be a reason, you know, the Democrats are holding the bag here when it comes to Trump and the immigration problem here. But that's really the behind-the-scenes story is more about that than anything else, at least in my estimation. All right,
but the problem, though, is when the people of Britain voted for Brexit, they didn't, and today this is, they've got 36 or 37 measures related to Brexit that they have to start working through, because even things like divorce laws would change.
Oh, everything changed, yeah.
Everything that, trade, agriculture, the music industry. Remember 6-8 months ago how all the British musicians got together and called for the stopping of Brexit because it would, because traveling all around Europe, and I think it's one of the,
a nightmare.
Actually, music.
It'll ruin the economy of England.
And music is like the second biggest export that the UK has.
Yeah.
And so, and having all those tours be interrupted with all of the unions not now no longer being able to travel through the EU the way they were. Think about like every big tour and how many tractor trailers go through to set up stages and crews and everything. Every single aspect of life will be changed. People will lose jobs. And there's no way around that. Boris Johnson just refuses to talk about it, even though he knows if they push through with Brexit, people will lose jobs.
He's a political opportunist.
He might be.
Well, he's been desperate for so many years to be the prime minister, and he's never going to walk away from it.
The real reason people voted for this is because they were sick of a bunch of terrorists literally coming in, immigrants from Syria, setting up their own communities and launching terror attacks. So we can talk about Boris Johnson. We can talk about the failures of Theresa May. We can talk about all of that. But no one's addressing the frustration of the Brits saying, hey,
set up
something that's actually going to keep us safe.
Lead. But leadership.
There is something to borders, right? There is something to that. There is something to safety and security.
Leadership, leadership, leadership. All right, let's talk about what's on television tonight. Change the subject.
Yes.
What's up tonight? What's on tonight?
All right, let's start with ABC, shall we? Because it's a night of sitcoms coming back to ABC. Returning shows, The Goldbergs back at 8 o'clock, followed by the spinoff to that show, Schooled. Modern Family is back. I think this is the final season at 9 o'clock. And then Single Parents, also back for season 2 at 9:30. They do have a brand new show tonight. It's called Stumptown. That's at 10 o'clock. It's an adaptation of popular graphic novels starring Kobe Smulders and Jake Johnson. That's at 10 o'clock. CBS is new tonight with Survivor and Big Brother. The CW has Penn and Teller, followed by Hypnotize Me. On Fox, you'll get MasterChef, which is the two-hour season finale. And then NBC, it's Chicago Night, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. Also of note, on YouTube, Liza on Demand is back with season 2 of that show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia debuts tonight for a new season on FXX. And Crank Anchors on Comedy Central. This is new, all about prank calls with Tiffany Haddish and many others. Tracy Morgan, too.
10 minutes before the hour.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let's deal with technology. It's Tech Talk Time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan has prepared several very important stories for us to consider, including a warning from Microsoft. All right, this is another one of these things. Is it out of control? Are they able to control this, do you think?
Well, they're only able to control it if people actually listen and do what they're asking. So if you are a Microsoft Windows user, listen up. There are two new critical emergency updates that Windows needs you to take or needs you to do because they said that there are important vulnerabilities that are impacting Internet Explorer and Windows Defender. Windows Defender is the antivirus software which most people use if you use Windows, and Internet Explorer obviously is that's your gateway to the Internet if you are a Microsoft user. So. Microsoft replaced Internet Explorer with the Edge browser in Windows 10. The software is still pre-installed on all versions of Windows. The Windows Defender bug makes it possible for a remote attacker to take over the system and prevent legitimate users from actually using their software. So users have to install the software security update for Internet Explorer manually, as Microsoft will not release an updated scan file until the next security release, which is October of 2020. But the update for Windows Windows Defender will be installed automatically. So what you need to worry about here, you have to do the Windows, the Internet Explorer update immediately, and then that will trigger the Windows Defender to be installed automatically. That's essentially what's happening
here.
Why
wouldn't they do them both automatically? Why wouldn't it be the interest of their company to do it that way to save?
I don't know. There's obviously a reason somehow in the software the way that it works. But that's essentially what really needs to happen. We've been talking about Windows for a long time now. This affects Windows versions 9, 10, and 11. And so essentially hackers can gain the same user rights as you, and it's your computer. They can also infect your computer. They can hold your computer for ransom. There are so many things, and everyone knows about this Windows vulnerability right now. So don't be lazy. Do the update. If you have versions 9, 10, or 11, make sure that you're actually doing this update. Now, if you have version 8 still, which a lot of people in the Windows world are still using, also update that to a new one because that has already been vulnerable from a separate attack. So this is something that people get really lazy and they go, oh, I'll get around to it, or they feel like it's too overwhelming. It's really not. Go right into your settings and hit the update and get it over with. It's going to take you 2 seconds, and it will give you a lot of peace of mind.
Well, you know what a lot of people worry about, I do when I see these things, are they real or is this just another way of getting into the computer? You know, you look at them and you can't tell anymore whether things like that are real or they're coming from a hacker as well. You see a notice on your screen, do this. Well, I don't know if that's
real. And that's true too, yeah. But more likely, people are afraid of change. And most of the time, with Windows users, I find, Mac people are really more kind of on the cutting edge. Windows users like things the way that they are. They don't like changing to a different version. They're worried something's going to be in a different place. Yeah. And that's a huge problem. That's why Windows keeps having all these breaches. It's because most of the time, the users are just not willing to go along with the update.
All right. Here's something called Skin Vision that has a new app that can ID potential skin cancer.
The Geek Out. You got a weird-looking spot or mole on your arm and wonder if it's cancer? Well, there's an app for that. It's a new app called Skin Vision, and it uses your smartphone camera to take a pic of the spot on your skin and then uses artificial intelligence to report back a level of concern and guidance if it needs to be looked at by a dermatologist. Users can also take pics of the same area over a period of time, and the app can judge if there are enough changes in the spot to warrant a visit to the doctor. The app's makers stress that the software is not meant to give a formal diagnosis, but more of a dependable guide for anybody that has a weird spot and just doesn't know if they need to go show it to a doctor. Skin Vision is available for both Android and iOS, and we've linked to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
iPhone's got some new emojis, huh, Victoria?
Yeah, well, some updated emojis for right now. The iOS 13.1 that's yesterday's big release. That is the newest update, and it also changed 24 different emoji and basically corrected them. So the squid, this is kind of funny, the squid siphon was on the wrong side. The mosquito only had 5 legs instead of 6. The abacus is now historically accurate. It was upside down and backwards before. Other smaller changes, the octopus now has suckers on the front of its 2 tentacles, which is anatomically correct. The jigsaw piece changes colors from blue to green, and a new look for the hearts in the emoji with hearts eyes. That's all part of the new update. 230 new emojis will be coming next year, though.
Wow, is that exciting or what?
Woo-ah.
59 after the hour here on the DJV.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.